heard the south. Can y'all really feel me?
Feel us.
East Coast feeling.
Feel us.
West Coast feeling.
Say what?
Dirty South.
Here we go.
Can y'all really feel me?
Baby girl.
East Coast feeling. West Coast feeling.
Welcome to Tunage, a new music podcast made for the Pioneer, Cooper Union's student-run newspaper. In each episode, we will cover a wide variety of music selections, all catered towards a specific theme. We will play our selected songs, in addition to sharing the reasons why we chose them. So wherever you're listening from, just sit back and let us soundtrack your next hour. Tunage is recorded in the Pioneer office at 41 Cooper Square.
Is it my goal? Is it your goal?
Welcome to episode 2 of Tunage. Guys, we made it to episode 2.
All right, is there elimination every round? Or?
Yeah, it's Survivor. Like, okay. Someone gets voted off the island each one.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Yeah, I vote myself off.
But actually, in this one, we're joined by someone on our island. We're joined here by the usual panel. So myself, Brandon, Olivia, Brian, Pranav, and Kavya. Would you like to introduce yourself, our new member?
Yeah, hi. It's Gabby Godlewski, Civi 19. Thank you very much for welcoming me on the show, Brandon. I was actually supposed to do this last time, but because of scheduling conflicts, aka me branching out from the engineering thing and taking an art history course, I could not make it. So thanks for actually working around my schedule. I really do appreciate that.
And you've joined us on a very special episode because we are covering the 90s today.
Woo, 90s baby!
Which is wild to think about because it was like 20 years ago. 90s were a very wild time. The only Kardashian in the news was the one defending O.J. Simpson in court. And the most triggering sound in the world was this.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Fuck
Whoa.
That.
I haven't heard that noise in a Connecting.
It hurts, right?
He lives up.
It hurts,
oh my
right?
God.
Surfing the web.
Beautiful. Such beautiful intervals. Oh my Jesus Christ.
That's exaggerating.
Wow.
That is
okay.
So,
this might be some kind
so
of remix.
What my motive
is. This is my favorite Bjork song. So today we're here to figure out to see if the 90s truly held up, because those are 20-year-old songs and we're going to go over our favorite ones. So all of us were born on the latter half of the 90s. So do you still consider yourself 90s kids? Because personally, I don't.
No.
No.
It's weird because we some sources don't even consider us millennials. So like we're at a weird cusp.
We're not considered millennials?
It depends who you ask.
I had a discussion with so many different people. Some people say we are. Some people say we aren't. I don't know what the fuck we are though.
Oh, but that's weird. So like. Well, is it going to be referred to as, like, it's a weird decade to refer to as. Are we thousands? Because I've heard people say noughts, aughts. Like,
the
it's
aughts,
a,
yeah.
Because
I feel like if, like, I claim myself to be a 90s kid, like, a true 90s kid would be like, oh, you're not even, like, really about that. Like, 90s kids really hold their decade to a high standard. Like, everything good that ever happened ever in history happened in the 90s, apparently, to 90s kids. I think, besides, you know, his supporters, I think 90s kids are the most vicious people on the internet.
Oh, no, those people are vicious, just for the wrong reasons.
The 90s kids?
No, the others.
The his
yes.
supporters.
Oh, yes.
But we don't talk about him.
We don't.
Not on Tunage.
He must
we're
not be named.
Zone.
Oh my god, we're a safe zone.
I should read another book.
Gabby, it's your first episode, so why don't you start us off?
Okay, so the song that I chose for this is Blink-182's What's My Age Again, off of their iconic album, Enema of the State. And the reason that I chose this was because recently this summer I have been revisiting the pop punk stage that so dominated like my high school years. And I just think that because it's the 90s, we were born in the 90s, it's currently like this generation's nostalgic era. What's My Age Again just like really is really a nostalgic song for me, because I think that for me it really captures what it feels like to be growing up and kind of being in conflict with, am I an adult yet or am I still some kind of like oversized like baby? So yeah, What's My Age Again, man.
Are you guys familiar with this song?
Nope.
No.
I know the
what?
Album. I really like the album, but
yeah,
I
this is the album that has all the small
I
things.
I don't
on
know
it.
A single
oh.
Blink
and you know
oh
all the small
God.
Things.
No, like it's weird. My
you
high school had some kind of
song?
Weird like pop punk scene. Like people had bands and everything. It was You wouldn't expect that from Staten Island, but that was
that's weird at all. That was like the was extremely popular kind of music like 10 years ago, right? I mean, like everyone's listening.
We're not that old. I went to high school. Like we just got to high school 3 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, like I feel like everyone in high school, with me at least, was listening to like Fall Out Boy.
Linkin Park.
Yeah. Well, that's more like middle school, but like this was definitely the sort of precursor.
This
to
album
that.
Was like the 1999-2000. So
January
we were like
1st, 1999.
We were actually. Like 4 years old. So.
Yeah, this is the ultimate Y2K album.
Yeah, basically. Turn of the century.
I took her out. It was a Friday night, I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out, and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still more abuse my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy. And that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still wanna reach my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
What did you say?
Oh, I was just saying how, like, a lot of those bands are, like, still kicking. Like, Blink-182's releasing new music every now and then. Green Day is still releasing music. Linkin Park, up until, you know, recently was releasing music. I feel like it's still about the same themes, but it's a little less genuine now because they're, like, in their 40s.
It's so funny because, a lot of the themes are about, like, teenage, like, anger and stuff. And now they may very well have, like, teenage children.
Yeah.
Like, just try. Just imagine forming a band just to try to relate to your teenage son.
Oh my gosh. But it's also interesting. I wouldn't even imagine, like, music that Blink-182 would make that doesn't sound like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, you can go listen to it. It's very EDM-inspired, as you'd imagine.
What, the new Blink is one EDM inspired? It's,
or at least the last album I heard of theirs was, yeah.
Ew.
Oh my god, they are trying very hard.
And the last album didn't even have the other guy, the one, you know, the voice that you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The voice. The
voice.
All the small thing, that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he left the band in the previous album.
What is Blink 182 without that whiny, angsty voice?
Yeah, like the whole fun of it is that he's so bad at singing.
No, seriously.
No, I actually do mean that.
Yeah. No, pop punk, they don't have very good singers. Have you ever heard
it's passion.
Brand new. Yeah, they have awful vocals.
It's all passion. That's what I love about it.
I don't know anyone you guys are talking about.
Sort of related. I remember last year, through digging through the archives for some reason or the other, I found out that the father of one of the Beastie Boys attended Cooper Union.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the...
Which
I
one?
Think,
MCA's father.
Yeah, MCA's father.
Yeah. Her art, right?
I forgot now.
But that I think would make they, sense. One of them went to Stuyvesant also.
And then
one of the Beastie Boys?
Somebody else told me that Hester Diamond's mom sponsored an interdisciplinary design course at Cooper Union pretty recently, 2013.
Who's Hester? You just mentioned that Hester. You don't know who Hester is?
I don't know. Probably one of the guys in the band.
You said that Hester Diamond was the mom?
No, his mom.
His mom.
Is Hester? Which band is he from?
Mike D. Apparently, some kind of American rapper.
Ugh. I don't know. Somebody told me it was important.
Oh yeah, founding member of the Beastie Boys. Yeah.
His real name is Hester Diamond.
No. His mother's name was Hester Diamond.
Oh, his mom is Hester Diamond. Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Wikipedia. Shouts out to Mike D.
So everybody with Google open right now.
So who's the child?
Mike D. No, Mike D.
Hester Diamond is Mike D's mother. Mike D is a Beastie Boy. Founding member.
Oh. There we go. Okay, everything's cleared.
I didn't know that until I looked it up on Wikipedia, so it's okay.
All right. Why are we talking about like Hester Diamond? Like,
because he brought Hester Diamond.
Oh no, yeah, because I was like, who the fuck is that? Like, I went to Cooper too, like, you know.
What's up with Hester Diamond? All right, pronounce song.
Oh, yes, my song for this episode is "Jump" by Criss Cross.
It's a bop.
It's a bop. That's all I'm gonna say about it.
Nothing else to say.
Maybe after.
Okay.
Let's listen.
Listening to it a couple times since then, and like kind of analyzing it with my now brain, not my kid brain, there's like a repetitive melody in the background that really gets embedded deep in your head, besides just the repetitive lyrics too. So combination of all of that.
The sound itself is also very like definitively 90s. Mm-hmm. Like hip hop around this time was just like meant to make you like dance. And mm-hmm. I mean, there was a lot of like good, there was of course multiple sides of hip hop, but for the most part, like it was just there to just make you dance, which is kind of not really the vibe that we get today with hip hop.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very different vibe.
Young Thug,
like Criss Cross and Young Thug are like opposite sides of the spectrum in terms of hip hop.
All right, cut. Next one. Who's song?
Next song. It's me, actually.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So my song of the 90s is a song by the band Blur.
Oh.
The lead singer of Blur is Damon Albarn.
Song two.
Not song two. You're probably familiar with Damon Albarn because of his other project, Gorillaz.
Oh. Yeah.
Blur's music is Blur's music is very different from Gorillaz, and actually the song I've chosen is very different from the rest of Blur's music itself. Blur was like one of the big Britpop bands of the 90s, and this song kind of leans more into like the poppy side of it because it's very danceable and has kind of like more electronic beats. And it was very ahead of its time in terms of like lyrical content as well. So I'm going to read you the chorus of the song. So,
okay.
Girls who are boys, who like boys to be girls. Who do boys like their girls, who do girls like their boys. Always should be someone you really love. It's basically the OG Fluidity anthem. Like, they were very ahead of its time.
Very progressive.
But here it is. Way before our time.
Three years before our time.
That's not way before. I gotta do math in my head. Yeah, it's so weird boy. that's more than 20 years ago.
Listen, I'm not even 20 yet, so.
I'm turning 21 next month.
I'm so. Slow down!
Like, in my mind, the 90s are still 10 years ago. Wait.
2017.
Wait, like, y'all don't feel that?
No, I feel that too. Yeah. I have to remind myself sometimes.
Because I feel like I'm like.
Okay, you're 20 now. You spent literally 3 years of your life in the 90s. You barely remember any of it.
I know. No. I'm talking about how, like,
I remember when it was Shapes Kavya. I remember the 90s.
He remembers the influence the 90s had on his life, though.
Yeah, but
I mean, not even so much that. Just that, like, I feel like I've, like, done my most, like, growing up in the 2000s. So 10 years ago, to me, is always going to be the 90s.
That is true. Yeah. I see that.
But it's like those stupid Facebook posts are like, only real 90s kids will remember. It's like, obviously, like, we were barely even conscious during the 90s, right? So
no. Conscious isn't the word.
I think, so, or like, self-aware, rather.
We right? hadn't formed yet in the 90s.
We hadn't evolved.
It's weird, though, because it's just like, I grew up with, like, my older cousins. Well, not cousins, but, like, really close family friends. Like, when I was a kid, they were, like, in elementary school, middle school. And I saw, like, they were, like, going through, like, the trends and stuff. And I still, like, remember, like, the classic 90s toys just, like, sprawled around and, like, what they wore and what they did. So I, like, kind of lived my own 90s vicariously through them.
Definitely had its influence in the 2000s.
At least in, like, before 2005.
I think you're up, Olivia. What song did from the 90s did you bring for us?
Oh my god. So this topic theme was really hard for me because I was in Korea until like before, up till middle school and the middle school. So like I really didn't know what to pick. So I typed.
You could have picked a Korean one. That would be cool.
I don't know a lot of Korean songs from like that time.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. So anyways, I googled jazzy 1990s songs. And I listened through some of them, and this is one of the only ones that I liked. So I picked Paperback by Fiona Apple. It is a single album, but she also had it in her album that got released in 1999. Yeah, and then the album title is When the Pawn... and it goes on for 444 characters. So I'm not going to read it. But yeah, this is Paperback by Fiona Apple.
I was staring at the sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy whose reality I knew was a hopeless to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope, and I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grand, but as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works. When it costs too much to love. And I went crazy again today, looking for a strand to climb, looking for a little hope. Baby said he couldn't stay, wouldn't put his lips to mine, and I failed to kiss as I failed to cope. I said, honey, I don't feel so good, don't feel justified. Come on, put a little love here in my voice. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, he kills, cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it costs too much to love.
I was just about to say that this song might actually, like, inspire me to listen to Fiona Apple.
Woo! It's kind of different from all of her other music, though. I mean, she's very jazzy. She has, like, a lovely alto voice, and, something interesting about the song is that it's called Paper Bag, but it's actually, like, she saw a plastic bag flying, and she thought it was a dove, and she thought it was really cool. A dove.
Okay.
A dove. Sorry.
Oh my god.
But
you're asshole.
I really am.
That was so unnecessary. We all understood what she was talking
it's
about.
Okay.
I know.
It's okay. English is my second language, Chris.
No, I'm not doing it because of that. It's because everyone fucks up sometimes.
Yay!
Okay. Anyways, yeah, so she was going to name it Plastic Bag, but then she realized that sounds really bad. So she did Paperback instead.
That didn't stop Katy Perry.
Katy Perry should take it.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, Katy Perry, it's Katy Perry. Can't really compare it to Fiona Apple. So.
And, yeah, I really like the song because the lyrics are very, like, there's so much metaphor into it. It's really cool. If you watch the music video, she has, like, actual boys in the background instead of men dancing, but they're all dressed up as men. So it looks like, I don't know, it's really cool. And also, like, she's really sad and mad at the same time. So she's like...
She's mad.
Yeah, she's mad. I was going to get there. She's mad. But then...
That's not a real thing. Come on.
No, it is.
Totally a thing.
It is. I say it all the time.
Angry is such a thing. But when were you sad?
What did you say?
I say smad all the time.
Okay, so I have never said smad before, but I've heard people say
it. Yeah, I say it all the time. Yeah, right now.
You're smad right now?
So small of you.
So full of anger, but so sad.
Oh,
I thought Columbia. I was a small one, man. I'm kidding. Oh my god. That like became too serious real quick.
Yeah, that was like, anyways, yeah, right. It's really cool. I really like her lyrics. I really like her style, and I hope you guys did too.
Do you ever feel like a paper bag?
Yeah, I feel like a plastic bag.
Oh my gosh. We were listening to Fiona Apple, but Katy Perry came on conversation.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
We're trash.
Damn,
that was...
Brian, what song from the 90s did you bring for us?
Oh, I picked TLC's No Scrubs.
Yes!
That was terrifying.
I love this song. This is a great song.
I had a little heart attack.
I didn't even have a particularly good reason for picking it. I just really like this song. It's fun. It's always fun.
Fantastic song.
It's timeless.
It is timeless. It's
the message. I don't know this song.
Yeah, you do.
You don't know.
You know this song.
Trust
me. Once it starts,
once it starts, you know. You'll know it.
In fact, don't like make sure when she says I know this, it's in there.
All right, let's check. Kavya, do you know this?
Hold up, nothing has been sung yet. Wait, you don't.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's flying this. Also known as a buster.
Always talking about when the chorus kicks in.
You know the chorus.
Here we go.
No.
I don't want your number now. I don't wanna give you mine and now. I don't wanna meet you nowhere now. Don't want none of your time and now. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend trying, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend trying, trying to holler at me. Scrub checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me. Cause I'm looking like glass and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat ass.
And you definitely heard other TLC songs.
What is TLC? That's their names, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
What were you saying? Are they?
What?
Yeah, you cut yourself off.
Yeah, because I answered my own question, so like I felt like I didn't need to ask the stupid question. Apparently, it's National Stupid Question Day today.
No, it's National Coffee Day.
That too, but Matt Grattan came in and he was just like, "It's National Stupid Question
Excuse
Day
me,
today."
Today is a Monday.
Is it really?
Wink, 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 wink.
Oh, because oh fuck. Okay.
National what?
It's a Monday. Today's a Monday.
This episode, today.
Okay, everybody knows it's like pre-recorded.
We were pre-progressed the Friday before. It's okay, we're outed now.
Sorry, might be.
Tell
think
me we don't do this live.
Oh, no.
Okay. I want to sing my song. It's my turn?
Yes, Kavya, you're up. What is the song from the 90s I've chosen?
Okay, so like, I don't really know a lot of 90s songs, but I watched Sense8 this summer. Mm. And in like the first like third in the third episode or something, they play What's Up by the Four Non Blondes, and it's just like a very feel good moment. And then I listened to that song nonstop like the next 3 weeks after that. It was just a very like, you listen to it and you feel good and you start smiling, and I was just loving it. So I chose it.
What was going on in the scene? Is it spoiler?
If it's Sensei, already know.
It's like basically all eight of them are listening to the song at the exact same time, and they're just like thinking about life and like sitting in their own, like they're all from all over the world, so mm-hmm. they're sitting in their own like environments and just like feeling better by listening to the song.
I really need to get in that show.
You should get into that show. They're having, they got canceled.
Yeah, it was so sad.
But they're having like a special come out soon, so you should watch. It's only two seasons.
But they're pretty long. Like each episode is
Like an hour though. Mm-hmm.
How many episodes in each season?
Like 11? Good.
I don't know. Sorry.
years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis
there's a Beyoncé remix of Mi Gente.
Oh my god, yeah, listen to it today. Oh my god, I haven't listened to it yet. Shout out to her though, she's donating all the proceeds.
Damn. Despacito who?
No, Daddy Yankee donated the proceeds.
I can't believe Beyoncé invented Spanish. Do you have anything to say about this one?
Do you have anything to say? I have nothing to say.
Yeah, I have something to say. I have something to say. I'm shocked that you identified this as the song from Sensei and not from the freaking meme, Kanye.
I'm not a memer, I'm sorry.
Listen, the song is
the He-Man meme?
Oh my god, this song?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. I hate myself. I actually don't know this.
It's like a meme of like He-Man, the cartoon. And it's like there's like rainbows.
He has like yellow, like blonde hair. It's like,
it's in a weird bowl cut.
I'm going to show a Kavya photo right now. She knows that. You know this.
Watch.
Nope.
What the hell?
How do you not know this?
The sound's not on. I'll just send it to you guys.
Anywho.
That concludes the songs portion of this podcast. We brought you back to the 90s with the songs. I don't know if it held up. Would you see these songs still playing on the radio today?
100%.
Not at all.
Yeah, I could see the Hey song playing on 102.7.
No, it depends on which station you're listening to.
Sorry, 106.7.
I can feel like No Scrubs on D100 today, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, if Fifth Harmony recorded No Scrubs, I'd be
like... Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah!
Yeah, it's not so far.
I recorded What's Up, it'd totally be on D100 right now.
I don't know about you, but, like, you tried it.
Listen, Blink-182 is a classic. That song probably wouldn't... Would it play on the radio?
I'm not sure anymore.
Nope.
Like, if Justin Bieber recorded...
Everybody would know it, though.
If Justin Bieber recorded What's My Age Again...
No.
It would be
Justin Bieber has a beautiful voice. He's an asshole, but he has a beautiful voice.
No, I know that, but it's so it's the genre. It's like the switching over from the genre that got me saying.
Okay, you know Ed Sheeran and whatever the fuck his name is, the collaboration on the MTV Music Awards, right?
Video Lil Uzi Vert, yeah.
Whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, they did.
Ed Sheeran,
XO Tour Life. Yeah.
What is that? Super Bowl mashup? I mean,
no, Ed Sheeran like gentrified XO Tour Life.
Oh no.
XL what?
XO Tour Life.
Who the fuck is this?
You don't know that song?
It's a song. It's not even a person.
Oh god.
Homeboy, you have to have like a music education.
We didn't listen to it, but it came up in concert.
Perfect, call it. a musication.
I'm so embarrassed. So we got a new issue of The Pioneer out today, volume 97, issue 2. Kaveh, you want to give us a quick brief of what to expect?
There is going to be a great crossword, pictures from Block Party, a Faces of Cooper written by Pranav.
Okay. I'm dying. I don't want to know this.
Okay, Pranav.
Shake Shack, which opened, technically opened today, but the podcast is being released on Monday, so like opened 3 days ago. But anyways, it's open. Yeah, it's open.
Yeah, there's a long line wrapping around the block as if nobody's seen fries in a shake before.
Read the article about Shake Shack, and then we have two food reviews of Oddfellows and Fry Guys. And a bunch more, but these are just, you know, highlights. Oh, also a music review by Brian.
Brian, what'd you review?
Yeah, so the albums that came out these past couple of weeks are pretty lackluster, so I didn't go and review an album because, like pop albums that came out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like the new Macklemore album, for instance. Mm.
You didn't like it?
Terrible. do not listen to this new Macklemore album.
I have it.
You peeked at thrift shop for me.
So I took that shot for all of you.
Thank you.
I actually just compiled a list of a few songs that came out this past month that probably flew under everyone's radar. Some more like underground stuff. It's stuff that's good to listen to while studying. So got a few songs on there. Only good stuff. I didn't want to present any, 2 out of 10s. Any Macklemores.
Miley's album came out today.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a chance to hear it yet.
No, I thought it came out a while ago.
Nah. No, I didn't know everything happened today.
Like, for example, Kylie's officially not Kim Kardashian's surrogate.
Well, yeah, I thought they found the surrogate ago.
No, they found it today. They're paying you $10,000.
Wait, everyone's pregnant. Kylie's pregnant. Chloe's pregnant.
And
is it Kim?
Kim's having some other woman be her
Kylie's
fan.
Kylie's pregnant.
Ha! No!
I heard Kylie's
Can you
pregnant.
Imagine a Kavya Kardashian, though?
You what?
Do you hate me?
Oh, like, my.
Kavya Kardashian.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
I think Pranav needs to leave.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. That's what you can expect from this issue. You can pick up Kavya the Pioneer.
Oh my god, that was like...
What?
Yeah, that was all factual. Like, the part that Kavya's pregnant, like, that's all in the issue.
Oh yeah, so Kavya's pregnant.
Read all about it! Extra, extra! Oh my god.
You can pick up a copy of The Pioneer at any newspaper stand or your local Cooper building or right here on pioneer.cooper.edu.
Or the bean!
I was so excited, oh my god.
This is Stand in the Bean.
Just to stand in the room.
Yeah.
That's some special shit.
It's because we're legit shit, you know?
Religious shit.
High quality.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said that we're religious shit.
Yeah. Even the New York Times doesn't have a stand in the bean.
That is true.
When will your face?
The number one
oh
newspaper
God,
in the bean.
Artists,
the Pioneer.
Read the Pioneer.
Yeah.
The number one campus newspaper, the Pioneer, the number one newspaper in the bean.
Oh.
Pioneer, like, it's not a coincidence.
It's not.
All right, I kind of need to pee, so...
Oh, my God.
She's pregnant. It's...
Okay, we'll wrap this up as, like, Kaveh attempts to her prenatal needs.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
oh,
this wow. joke is going a little too far.
I know, this is very uncomfortable. So, that concludes...
How people are going to talk about it on Monday when they...
Calm yourself.
Oh, my God.
Okay, just I say it, Sam. Just go right, for okay. it.
Thank you, everyone on the panel, for sitting in. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back with a new theme, new music to listen to on the next episode. Sign off in the comments. Drop us off some feedback. But that's all of that. This has been Tunage. We'll see you on the next one. Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.